My home was chosen, and how lucky I feel. My granddad made a decision to travel all the way from Trinidad by boat, and out of all of the UK, he chose Newcastle, the North. My accent may not show it at times. I can be very well spoken, especially in new company, but get me relaxed and around friends and family and you'll hear it. The place I'm proud to be from. When I close my eyes and I think of home, I think of the river. The river I grew up close to. The one I used to paddle in. My mum teaching me to skim rocks with cold fingers. The northern breeze. Becoming a teen and never being off our bikes following the riverbank. There's a place we call the Limes. It used to be a railway line. And the concreted over, so smooth and so flat, it was the perfect path for an easy glide. The sun shining, the blinding twinkle of the rays hitting the river, and the laughter of my friends. I was oblivious then to how much the river time would really mean to me. What makes home to me? Well, it's not the bricks. It's not the swags and tail curtains my mum loves so much. Nor the super size sofa. I love nothing more than to just chill on with a good British box set. No, it's my family. My Geordie mam through and through. My mam with that beautiful brown skin, the blondest hair, and the truest Geordie accent you can't miss. Seriously. If I was to lose her in the supermarket, all I have to do is listen out for a few words or a giggle and I'll know she's three aisles down on the right. You're probably thinking, giggling in the supermarket. Well, one, it's my mum's happy place, believe me. And two, we're always laughing. A northern trait perhaps, or a Byron thing. Family. I think a Byron thing, because we all have the same something throughout us, all brought on by a musical note, or a song, or a memory. Well out, we're dramatic in some way, and we are proud. My mum, she has no voice like no other. She oozes with motivation, a don't give up attitude. She has scars like most of us, but she won't show it. All you see is bravery and strength. She's the fight I have deep down inside of me to be who I want and inspire to be. She's my happy place, my safe place. She's 52 going on 22, and I laughed, I'll fill the whole room, it's contagious. She's contagious. We were actually born on the same day. Well, technically, I was born 2 minutes after midnight. And after all of the hard work from my mum, hoping that we'd share this beautiful day together, I managed to grab my own birthday in the last few minutes. But I always say though, we are one. My mum is my Gemini twin. She's my whole world. My nana's house, right opposite Eater Lane Police Station. I can hear my nana saying, "See, you'll always be safe here." 3 floors, 4 bedrooms, one of them mine. A huge double bunk with a sofa underneath. My computer, my life as a teenager, in front of me. A window to the left, looking out at nana feeding the birds in the front. The blue light shining in every so often, and the odd siren in the dark. Midnight snacks for friends. Oh, me nana's bright red cupboards, always stocked with tins. 6 spaghetti, 6 beans, 6 tomatoes, a tin of custard, and traditional biscuits from the Ringtons too, man. The excitement when she would take the tin from the highest shelf, put the cupboard on, and get a pack of playing cards. We'd play patience, switch, gin rummy. Sitting on a chair on top of a cushion at 7 years old, learning from the best player in town, dipping our custard creams. Scrabble was the hardest game to beat my nana at. She used to give me, you know, the 2 and 3 letter card sheets so I could get some points at least. She never went easy on us, and I thank her for that, because I give me mum a good run for our money at gin rummy now. Mum and I left Newcastle to tour a play 1 year called Don't Forget the Birds. Notice the similarity going back to seeing my nana outside the window feeding the birds? Well, yeah, me mum does it too. And now me. And you know what? I'll take great pride in being the next in line. So after getting some treats for the journey from Newcastle Central Station to London, we boarded the train, tickets on our hands, we found our seats. Window seats, how lovely. As we got further away from Newcastle, I felt nervous. There's so many questions. What about my chihuahua, Dre? My brother, Christopher? The cheeky Byron charmer? He's older than me, but I still worry. See, Mam and I may practically share a birthday, but Christopher and my mum, they're the same. Their voices, their wit, I mean even their faces. And if anyone knows my mum and he has my brother out and about, even if they've never met him, they just know that must be Cheryl Byron's son. So I watch out the train window, and we're travelling fast, straight down south. The views are amazing, the steady repetitive beats of the train along the tracks almost tranquil. The nerves are turning into excitement, a real thrill. I cannot wait to explore London. I had a piece of home with me. I'm good. London was different. It was fast. Really rushed but stood still at the same time in all that traffic. Plenty of time to take in the views. London was big. Huge. Eye-catching buildings. History. Royalty. Culture. It's grand. A great place to visit and experience, but as a true Northern girl, it would never be home to me. Newcastle gives me the country and city life within a 40-minute drive. Greenery, grass, fresh air. I took for granted my friendly Newcastle neighbours, the strangers I exchanged smiles and nods with in the street. London, although being warmer than the north, from a community perspective, it felt colder to me. We were concerned that the northern humour wouldn't quite land with the southern audience, but we had nothing to worry about. We were all welcomed and everyone laughed and cried along with us and applauded. It was phenomenal. London gave us a real accomplished feeling. We celebrated and we're headed back to the place that we called home for the week and had our last curried goat. The journey home, sad to leave, but excited and ready to see Newcastle again. What have I missed? What is the first thing I would like, apart from a Greggs, to soak up the celebratory drinks from the night before? My dressing gown. My unusually warm house, like the desert itself. Fingers crossed my brother put the heating on. So I'm sitting on the train, and after a hard-working, fantastic tour, I'm tired. I'm uncomfortable. I'm thinking about how excited my dog Dre is going to be when he sees us. Checking the time, wishing and hoping it away just to be reunited with my sofa again. And there it is. You feel it before you see it. The train bends. And then lit up beautifully in the dark as all the bridges about to line up perfectly parallel across the River Tyne. There it is underneath me. The glisten of the river reflecting the lights of the city. Just like the sunlight of the currents of the river when I was a little girl. The moment I realised the River Tyne is home to me. Newcastle is a place I treasure, my life's memories so far. But to me, as you can probably tell, because it is all I have spoken about, my home is my family, the place that I am from.